ABC Radio Australia.
We start in Timor-Leste, where legal aid groups are calling for the country's president to reject a proposal to pardon an American former priest who has been convicted of abusing young children. Richard Daskbak is expected to be pardoned next week, just 4 years into a 12-year sentence, with one of his victims fearing for his safety. The case has put the spotlight on the relationship between the convicted pedophile and Timor's leaders. Maria, who has been given a pseudonym by the ABC, was a child when she was abused by Catholic priest Richard Daskbak. She was relieved when he was sentenced to 12 years in jail in 2021 for abusing her and dozens of others in a rural orphanage. But the thought of the American getting a pardon next week terrifies Maria.
I don't want him to get out of prison, because if he gets out, he could commit his evil deeds to other women. He could go back to the Topohonis orphanage and could hurt our hearts as victims who have attended the trial in court. Before he went to prison, we were afraid. We looked for people to hide us. When he went to prison, we felt free. We were not afraid.
Richard Daskbak arrived in the former Portuguese colony in 1966 as a missionary and helped in the independence movement. Many of his allies are now in leadership positions, including former freedom fighter and now Prime Minister Xanana Gusmão and President José Ramos Horta. It's not clear what role the men had in proposing the pardon, but Mr. Gusmão was photographed at Daskbak's 84th birthday party. Sara Naina, a researcher at Monash University, says the proposal sends the wrong message at a time when society was starting to talk about sexual abuse.
These things have been hidden and covered up as they were here for decades. And Timorese society is just starting to break out and speak about these issues.
Ms. Naina says the proposal for a pardon draws attention away from the victims and rewards the perpetrator.
He should just be in jail, die in jail, serve his sentence for the crimes that he committed, and we should be thinking about the victims.
Judico Social, a legal aid group representing 15 survivors of sexual abuse committed by Daskbak, is calling on the president to first meet the victims before deciding on a pardon. It's a position Maria agrees with.
I want to meet and tell President Ramos Horta that is not a small case, but a serious case. That is why I want to meet the president to speak directly to him, because we did not lie about it. If the president wants to make a decision to release him from prison, then the president wants to make us suffer.
That's child abuse survivor in Timor, Maria, speaking there. And that story was produced by the ABC's Timor reporter, Vonia Vieira. We stay in Timor because there's controversy over that proposed pardon for former priest and pedophile Richard Daskbak. It's become a political firestorm. And among those raising concern over this move by government is the opposition MP, Nurima Alkatari. She spoke to the ABC's Doug Dingwall about the government's plan, which she says shows a clear lack of empathy for the victims of Richard Daskbak.
I'm very concerned, especially for the victims and for the trauma that they have been through, and that by hearing this, they most probably are living their traumas all over again. This was a very serious crime, and it was not easy for the victims or survivors to come forward and report it. And I think with this suggestion from the government is disregarding completely the victim's feelings and the victim's suffering.
What message does this proposal send to the victims of Daskbak's sexual abuse?
Well, I believe that with this, it will be a regression in our nation, in our society, in regards to violence against children and sexual abuse against children and against women in general. Because the impact that this might have is that victims will stop coming forward. It's already so hard for them to come forward and to report. And with this, they will feel like there's no point in coming forward, because if the perpetrator has a connection with someone in power.
Have you received any information about why the Timor-Leste government is proposing to pardon him?
No, I haven't. But to be very honest, I'm not surprised that this happened, since since the pardon law was amended by the majority parliament that is in government, that is from the parties in government, that I was already sort of expecting this to happen.
What do you believe should happen from this point?
I'm really hoping that the president will have the courage to stand by what he personally has said before, that he would never pardon people that have been sentenced for abuse, for sexual abuse.
That's Nerima Alkatiri. She's an opposition MP in Timor-Leste, and she was speaking there to the ABC's Doug Dingwall.